Welcome to the December 2nd, 2012 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. It was a great program. Get to it in just a second. First, two free reports for you. Haven't given out these sites in quite a bit. Here it is, freehomedefense.com. Freehomedefense.com. Learn how to make your home safe. Freehomedefense.com. Freehomedefense.com. Next one is how to get a concealed carry permit.com. How to get a concealed carry permit.com. Regardless of what state you live in, the form will automatically populate based on your IP address and give you the information that you need to get a concealed carry permit in your state. They're free. Go get them. Have a great time. Enjoy the program. I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Here's me. Don't get used to that anymore. I know you're already used to that intro, but we're redoing that intro, Sean.
Oh, come on, man. I like that.
Yeah, well, it's better. it's a lot better. So
well, you
get used to it. But
you haven't sent me the stuff yet.
I've sent you everything.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No, you
haven't. I've even bedded it myself with some music, with the theme music, which won't be changing, I'll tell you that. But we'll tease a few of these
in the next
couple of weeks. But really, really looking forward to that. I'll be rolling that out on Sunday, December 30th for the next year. Yeah,
hold on.
With John Young.
You're going to make me work on New Year's Eve?
The 30th, not the 31st.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
Get your dates right. But the answer to that is yes. Yes, we are filling your prescription for freedom here, and freedom never takes a break, especially on amateur night. That's what New Year's Eve is. I have so much to talk about with you today. I don't even know where to start. The stories are breaking literally in real time today. The gun issue is heating up. The Bradys are all giddy. But I think Black Friday gun sales hit new record high. You're buying guns like crazy.
Oh, yes. I didn't even think about that on Black Friday.
I have a criminal story that angered me from Tampa, Florida, my hometown, that I'll mention to you. You got to love this. You know, the mom in denial. Mm. The kid, 16 years old, with a rap sheet. Mm. 12 felonies at 16.
What?
Mom blaming everybody but herself. Single mom raising. And, you know, my heart goes out to the woman. It really does. It goes out to her. Really goes out to her.
Mm.
Hard for those of you liberal lefties to, yeah, you know, conservatives really do have some compassion. Get your head out of the news. Bunch of kooks. Speaking of kooks, let me read you this. And I love getting emails like this. I do. I love getting emails. I love hitting the approve button on these when they show. And this wasn't actually an email. It was a comment from the Armed American Radio website. Mark just read your column, USCCA, October 2012. He's about a month behind, but that's okay. Very disturbing. Fortunately for those of us that don't listen to talk radio, it is only once every 4 years that you are let out of your cage to unload, which was a line I used in the column. I've been a subscriber to the USCCA for almost as long as they have been in existence, hold a Platinum Plus protection plan, have purchased numerous programs sponsored by USCCA. The USCCA is the United States Concealed Carry Association. U.S. Concealed Carry, that's cool stuff. And I find most all of their articles very engaging and very informative, and have held a concealed carry permit in several states for the past 20 years. But, in capital letters, I have to say that when it comes to articles such as your most recent, you are a real turnoff. Please don't misunderstand. You certainly have a right to your opinions. Well, thanks for that.
Mm.
It's just a shame that you base them on ill-founded or non-existent facts, in quotations. That's liberal speak for it's just a shame you don't agree with me. Firstly, your disdain and disrespect for the man that holds the highest office of this country and who was elected by an overwhelming, in capital letters, majority of the popular vote is very disturbing. You refer to him as lousy, in and of itself a very disgusting term. He clearly doesn't listen to this show. Lousy is disgusting? We'll go there in a minute. You accuse him of being a gun-hating president and yet there has been no evidence of that in his previous 4 years. And I might remind you, to the contrary, he in fact signed into law, here we go again with this liberal talking point, the ability to carry in national parks.
Oh, they...
You know, you need to start listening to this show, pal. We discuss this on a regular basis instead of just vomiting the talking points that you hear on the news. So we'll get to you in just a second. We'll pick you apart here, line by line, quite frankly. I'm sure we could argue endlessly about your vision of our nation hurtling down the road to socialism. I'm confident no, this is a good one too. I'm confident no one in your family has ever collected Social Security, taken advantage of Medicare or Medicaid, or reaped the benefits of public education.
Mm.
We're gonna tackle that one too.
Mm.
They're all broke, by the way. Great examples. Can't you find something the government does that they haven't screwed up, pal? And by the way, those are not entitlements. I pay into them every week. They confiscate my money. I might just leave it at that. And public education, I went to public schools. I don't think I've ever said on this show that we should never pay taxes. Should I? Have I ever said that?
Nope, not that I know.
I've never said that. You go back to the archives. Public school is great. My kids go to public school. Private schools are better. I just happen to live in a very conservative area where the public schools happen to be very, very good. We'll go there in a second. And as to gun grabbing, just another dog whistle those of your ilk love tossing about. You pretty well lock yourself into only one paranoid side of the gun issue when you list your support group, including Mr. Sanity himself, Ted Nugent. Your reference to the president's use of the executive order implies that President Obama, he capitalizes that as if I don't know Obama's president, somehow misuses that function, when a cursory check of the history of executive order use by him and other presidents will show that his use of the EO, executive order, is considerably less than that of other presidents, including the most recent Republican, W. Well, we're going to give you the numbers right directly from the National Archive site, pal, in just a few minutes. You state that there is legitimate real concern based on past statements and action that he will use his executive pen to limit ammo sales, for example, is my words, wipe out online sales altogether, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you have no, in capital letters, facts to point to or to quote that would substantiate such drivel.
Mm.
This guy's so clueless. We'll go there. I love getting emails like this.
Wow.
If you did, you would have stated them.
Mm.
What you refer to as legitimate, real concerns are nothing more than the rants of a sore loser that believes that the GOP has the God-given right to hold the top office of the land. I have no idea where he gets that from. You exist in a world of talk radio hosts that create their own facts along with the faux radio network. Don't you love that?
Mm.
Because that's what liberals who just can't handle anybody's opinion other than theirs, they can't listen to Fox News, so they got to call it a name.
Yeah.
Right? Fox News. Now, I have a play on words with MSDNC, okay, and the faux news. So I'll give him that because I play with the MSDNC as well.
I watch both, so.
Okay. Yeah, well, unfortunately, I have to do that too. It's very difficult.
Yes.
This guy doesn't. I guarantee no Fox News allowed in his house.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to. All right, so we'll have some fun with this. Along with a faux radio network spokesman and women that could not make a living doing any kind of an honest day's work and can only spur on the type of hateful venom that does nothing to help this country, but only tends to assure the continuing racist, couldn't have it without the racist from the left, could you?
Oh, wow.
Venom that permeates right-wing radio and TV. Now, see where we go with this? This is how they deteriorate. That being said, I still do respect your right to spew your hate and look forward to your next column. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's from Hal. I do know your last name. You're a USCCA member. And, again, this is that technology thing where people don't put where they're from. He's from Eugene, Oregon. And we're going to – how much time do we have? Do we have enough time to start picking this apart?
Yeah, we can get started.
All right. Let's start with the implication that Obama signed an imaginary national park carry bill for the, third week in a row, I think we've discussed this?
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and we talked about it the week before, and you actually read part of the bill.
Right. Well, Hal, first of all, I do appreciate your comments. If you did listen to my show, you would know that there was no such thing as a national park carry bill, okay? I may interchange the word pal and Hal, so no disrespect meant. What you're referring to is the Park Carry instituted by the outgoing Bush administration, again, Department of the Interior, which was later put on hold by a liberal activist gun-hating judge due to lawsuits filed by the left's best friends, the Brady campaign, Et Al, and a number of others.
Mm-hmm.
The injunction that was put in by the liberal judge halting the outgoing Department of Interior Bush administration's right to carry in national parks was destroyed. That amendment was literally wiped out, or that injunction was wiped out by an amendment authored by Oklahoma Senator, Republican Senator, imagine that, Republican Senator, Tom Coburn, and attached to the Credit Card Bill of Rights. Legislation that Obama was desperate. He was desperate for a legislative victory at that time. He signed it.
Yeah, he had to. He had no choice.
So let me close that out with this, because we have limited time. If you think for 2 seconds, Hal, that Obama would have called for and asked Congress to author a national park carry bill so all law-abiding citizens, including you, with CCW permits, could carry guns in national parks, the Kool-Aid must be really tasty in Eugene, Oregon. I'm not sure what flavor you're drinking, but I'm sure it's got an extra cup of Obama sugar in it.
Blueberry.
Blueberry. may very well be blueberry.
Or mountain berry.
But I'm sure it's quite tasty. When we come back, we'll discuss overwhelming victory you referred to. As of the November 29th LA Times, that overwhelming victory you refer to is 51%. That's not overwhelming. You can Google that yourself. But you knew that because you're a smart guy. More when we come back on the Armed American Radio Network right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. We're reading an email here and picking it apart line by line from Hal in Eugene, Oregon. The reason that this is important is because gun owners like Hal are very dangerous for the right to keep and bear arms. They're phonies. They're phonies. This guy's, you know, oh, I've had a permit for 20 years. I've been a USCCA member for, good for you. I'm glad. But you're not a gun rights activist. You're not concerned about gun rights. You're a Democrat who owns guns. And that's your prerogative. That's good for you. But don't send emails like this when you can't give me any facts. Because I'll shred you. Mm-hmm. I'll shred you. And you'll resort to name-calling. I'm sure I'll probably get, if he's tuned in, I'll probably get an email calling me every name in the book, because that's what happens when they can't argue with facts. Let's go back to the email. This is very important stuff. I'm glad you're a USCCA member, though. We'll take your money. Overwhelming victory referred to about President Obama. 51% is certainly not overwhelming.
No.
That, by the way, Hal, is less votes than he received in 08. What flavor's the Kool-Aid again?
Blueberry. Okay. Or Mountain Berry.
His point, he tries to make that no evidence Obama's a gun hater. Are you kidding me? You should start listening to talk radio, particularly Armed American Radio, Mr. USCCA member, 20-year permit holder and reader of... You see, the reason, you know why he doesn't like my columns, because most of the columns in Concealed Carry Magazine are... What holster you're going to do, how to draw on the run, how to, you know, shoot, all the fun training stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the new products and all the cool stuff. Me, I'm more opinion and stories about real life, true crime, things of that nature. If he doesn't like my column in October, wait till he sees the new issues coming out in January.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, he's going to hate me. He's going
to
hate me. And that's good, because I'm not here to make friends. No evidence he's a gun hater. You're kidding me, right? Fast and Furious, Hal. You ever heard of that? Look it up. You're a smart guy. Eric Holder. You know who he is?
Yeah.
You familiar with his history, Hal? He's your attorney general, nominated by Obama. You know who he is? Look him up. Google him. You're a smart guy. Andrew Traver. His support for Andrew Traver to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Hal. Do you know who he is? Look him up. You're a smart guy. Elena Kagan. You ever heard of her? She joined the dissent, voting against your right, your individual right. Do you know who she is? Look her up. You're a smart guy. Sonia Sotomayor, do you know who she is? In case you don't, both of them are the two rabidly anti-gun Supreme Court justices appointed by President Obama.
Yep.
Look them up. Look up their dissents and the threat that they pose to your right to keep and bear arms. I suggest you do that. You ever heard of the illegal gun registration scheme being run by the ATF along the four border states, requiring FFLs to report the names of every gun owner buying two or more rifles with detachable magazines, 22 caliber or greater? How are you familiar with that? Or are you familiar with the reporting of you along the four border states if you try to buy any caliber, two handguns at the same time or within 5 days? It's de facto registration. It's illegal. But he doesn't care about illegal.
He just doesn't enforce the laws he doesn't like. So if you're not familiar with that, I suggest you look those up. How about the 2012 Democrat Party platform calling for more regulation against law-abiding citizens? You can look that up, too. It's online. How about his statements during the second debate calling for reinstatement of the gun ban, Hal? Did you miss that? Or were you asleep at the wheel? How about Obama calling for banning of all handguns in urban areas while he was a state senator? Did you forget that one? Must not have heard that. How about his 100% track record of voting for every gun control bill put in front of him ever? You conveniently missed that too, didn't you? How about his remarks to the Brady campaign during a meeting in the Oval Office that gun control, quote, is very much on my agenda. We are doing some things, but we have to do them under the radar. Hal, how about that? Did you forget that? He's too busy mixing Kool-Aid pitchers to get the facts. Now, I made a commitment to you that after the election, you know, we're sick of politics. We want to view politics through the prism of the Second Amendment only. I'll only touch Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and public schools because he mentioned it in his email. And my question to him is that the best you can come up with? Regurgitating liberal talking points? They're all broke, Hal. And I hate to burst your bubble, but SSI, Medicare, and Medicaid are not social entitlements. I pay into them. Involuntarily, I might add. And so do you if you have a job. And they're all broke. They're all broke. So I got a challenge for you. How about you live on Social Security and public housing and send your kids to an inner city public school, right? Call me after a year and tell me how much you enjoy your life. I didn't think you'd want to do that. Legitimate concerns that I would have mentioned if I had any facts, I just did those. But we could name a couple of those, I guess. Within minutes of his inauguration in 08, the assault weapons ban call went up on the web, White House website. He must have missed that. Within hours of Obama's re-election, I was referring on the assault weapons ban going up on the White House website in 08. Within hours of his re-election, he called for renegotiation of the UN gun ban treaty, which, by the way, reversed years of U.S. policy. You see, pal, Obama is on record calling for a UN gun ban bill, which otherwise known as a small arms treaty, supporting the largest global attack against your gun rights in history. Ammo, where I was wrong about ammo. Frank Lautenberg is revived yet again for the umpteenth time his magazine capacity bill, one that Obama has stated he supports on numerous occasions. Dianne Feinstein, do I really need to inform you of her and the rest of the Democrats' gun-hating records? There are now bills in front of Congress to limit ammo sales online, Hal. You're a smart guy. Look them up. You're a smart guy. You can Google it. Don't take my word for it. Do yourself a favor. Learn how to think instead of feel. Gun owners like you are very, very dangerous. And let's get right to the nuts and bolts. This guy's a USCCA member. I'll tell you what. Send me an email. I'll personally reimburse you for the cost of your membership. How about that? Because you're not worthy.
Yeah.
You're not worthy. I don't want to hear that you've been a permit holder for 20 years. I don't want to hear that you've, you know, I don't care about that garbage. It doesn't matter to me. You're not pro-gun. You're a pro-Democrat, liberal, so blinded by ideology that you cannot see the facts and the truth. You are so blinded by your ideology and your disdain for anyone who thinks any differently than you that you're living in denial, utter denial. Well, I guess I do appreciate him reading my columns and being a member of the USCCA. I'll personally reimburse him for the cost of his membership. You need to move on down the road. That's just, put the Kool-Aid jug down. That's about all I can tell you. When we come back, we're going to talk to Hank Whaley from Penny Gun Auction. See you in just a second.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential, privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. We have a huge lineup for you today on the program, so we're going to move quickly. There are two more points of that email that I want to hit very quickly, and that was his reference to executive orders. Sean, you there?
Yes. Yes,
right.
I am.
Again, I have to tell this guy to, again, typical of someone who doesn't have facts. They're just spewing stuff that they hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Obama has signed, effective, I think today, unless he's signed something I'm unaware of over the last couple of days, Obama has signed 191 executive orders. He's been president for one term. Hal forgets that Bush was president for two terms.
Yeah.
Bush signed a total of 291 executive orders in two terms. Obama has signed 191 to date, as we bring the show to you live today. He has signed 191 executive orders. But again, Hal, bro, don't take my word for it. Visit the National Archives online and find the numbers for yourself. They're there. Quit spinning up talking points. Do your homework. Look it up yourself. Typical liberal. I don't mean any disrespect by that. So, I mean, just own it. You are what you are. You're a lefty version of everything you accuse me of being. And that's your prerogative. But when you write me an email like that, make sure you have your facts straight and be ready to defend them. Now, the racial aspect of that, again, typical stuff. You know, anybody that disagrees with me, the tolerant left, is a, you know, it's racist because Obama's black. How about I do this? How about we do something daring? How about I turn my response or the response to those comments, those racist comments, over to my black conservative gun-owning producer, board op, co-host, and sidekick, Shanto. How about we do that, Sean? You want to handle that?
Oh, I could handle that. That'd be really nice.
Have fun. Make it quick. We do have a guest.
Yes, we do. First of all, I've spoken in front of a Tea Party and spoke in front of the Tea Party bus. As far as the racist thing, it's, you know, I don't get this. Because you're in talk radio, you're racist. Look, the bottom line is this man has done some stuff that has harmed this country and has shown that he will harm this country. So I'm against a lot of things that he says. Am I racist? I mean, I don't get that. If I come out and say that I don't like his policies, doesn't make me racist. Just
it
as does it doesn't
to
do
the left. It does, to people like Hal, the people who can only do nothing but spit talking points out. That's what's so fun about getting these emails.
Well, look, here's the thing. Okay, I don't subscribe to Jesse High Jackson and the rest of these
That's
guys.
That's a racist statement.
You know what? They can put me on MSNBC anytime they want to. I'm tired of these guys talking about stuff they don't know. If you don't live the game, how can you explain what's going on? And I'm done.
I appreciate that. You know, we'll discuss this later in the roundtable. I love getting emails like that. Hal, if that column really bugged you, oh, man, if you're still a member of USCCA, you're really going to dig my stuff come January. Trust me on that one. Hank Whaley. Is he on the air with us, Sean?
Yep. We're listening. Standing by.
Hank, pennygunauction.com. We have got so much cool stuff going on. The live penny gun auctions, let me set this up, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize for having to move so quick, Hank. The penny gun auction, you've got another one you're going to announce that we're going to follow live on the air, correct?
That's right. It's going to be on the 16th, and it's going to be a surprise because it's really in line with one of your sponsors. You're going to like it.
I didn't even see it as a surprise because I didn't even know it.
We didn't tell you.
You want to do it on the 16th, right?
We're going to do that one on the 16th.
Oh, what are we auctioning off?
We're offering it's called Ruger Six Pack. It's going to be six Ruger firearms, and the auction winner, the penny gun auction, can choose any one of the six. They're all somewhere in the $500 range, and there's a lot of choice there. So it's going to be a Ruger night. It's a very popular firearm, as you know.
Outstanding, and we'll let Ruger know about that. We didn't know that before you came on the air today. It truly was a surprise. We asked you, surprise us with the date and the firearms. What I want to mention to listeners is you can head over to pennygunauction.com. Pennygunauction.com. We get huge response from Armed American Radio listeners because you can. How do you want to phrase this, Hank? You do what? You sign up?
Well, sure. You sign up, and we've offered a promotional code for Armed American Radio listeners so that they get extra bids. And tonight there's another code which will give them another 40 free bids. So I'll tell you about that one in just a second, but we've had a huge response in the last month or so from listeners, and there have been some winners. We know that because we've checked the promotional code they use when they first sign up. So guns are going out the door every day.
Yeah, they are. Tonight, I have a note from you. Tonight, we're offering all AAR listeners a special. They receive 10 free bids when they sign up, and when they purchase a $10 bid package, they receive 40 bids, which is another 20 free bids. Just use the promotional code WIN in caps when you buy the $10 package. So head over, sign up, get 10 free bids. When you sign up, it's free. Purchase a $10 bid package and receive 40 bids, which is another 20 free bids. That's huge because what did the last gun sell for that we did on air?
Oh, I don't know. One sold, I think it was last night, for $15, and it was a fairly valuable gun.
They're all valuable. All guns are valuable.
So it was fun, and it lasted. The auction, I think, lasted about an hour and a half. Most of them last a little bit longer than that because it's very competitive.
Right, right. And the first Ruger we did, Sean, do you remember the first Ruger one we did? It was a spontaneous auction. Hank, you were a guest on the show.
Yes.
We had no idea that at that moment in time that that auction was kicking off. It just happened to be by chance, and it was a Ruger. It was wildly popular. And, of course, we had a subsequent auction. In fact, it was so popular, you had issues with the servers, didn't you?
Oh, yes, we did. We're trying to be accurate to 1/100th of a second, and sometimes it the countdown skips a beat, and people jump in and bid two times in a row. So
we actually had to push that next auction off, the pre-planned, because the spontaneous one was so popular. And so well received, we actually had to push that pre-planned one off about a month and a half to 2 months so that those servers could be updated. Great response from you out across the country to that. Okay, again, that's pennygunauction.com. Hank, I'll turn it over to you now. You had a couple
Mark,
things.
Mark, I want to make just in December, we're pushing as many guns out nightly on the auctions as we can. So we're having a pick of the table on normal nights, which is two or three firearms, and the winner chooses whichever one he wants. Could be different manufacturers. And then, because of the holiday seasons, every Wednesday night we're going to have a Santa's sack, which is our version of the 12 nights of Christmas. We're going to have 12 firearms or optics, and the winner can choose from one of the 12. So that's only on Wednesdays. It's only in December during the Christmas holiday seasons.
That's
so
beautiful.
That should be pretty exciting. It would be a confusing choice for everybody.
Santa's sack
they want more than one, but they can pick anything on that table, any one of the 12 items.
Santa's sack is 12 guns or optics to
choose
from on Wednesday nights.
Right.
Sean, you are not allowed to win. You can't participate. You're a member of the AAR staff.
And I got to tell you one thing, because we're heavily involved with USCCA. 60% of our firearms are concealed carry weapons. So we do have rifles. We do have assault weapons in the show. But 60% are handguns that are considered concealed carry.
Well, tell me something. You're an FFL.
Sure.
That's Federal Firearms Licensee, for those of you who may not be aware. Hank, what was it? Black Friday was another record day. As an FFL holder, I guess I should let people know that the NICS check, the FBI background check system, actually went down for 4 hours. It was so overwhelmed. Did you feel any pinch
on
Black Friday?
Well, we feel it from our associates, because when someone wins on the penny gun auction, we send it to the nearest FFL in their state to follow the state law.
Right.
And we don't clear with the federal unless we're asked to do it directly. So sometimes we do it, and there's two background checks. So no firearms slip through our net, but they go to qualified owners.
Okay, now question for you live on the air.
We noticed the upload, yes. You're absolutely right. As we got close to the election, we all got backed up, and as I say, the guns, the firearms were just going out the door.
That's a beautiful thing. Congratulations. Pennygunauction.com, ladies and gentlemen. The 16th pick of six Rugers. We will follow the auction live on the air here on the Armed American Radio Network. Hank, we're getting ready to take another break. I have
Thank
to cut you.
You
loose. Thanks for hanging in there. Appreciate it.
Well, it's fun. It's going to be an exciting month.
W-I-N.
Thank you and all the Armed American Radio listeners. We appreciate their support.
We appreciate your support of Armed American Radio. W-I-N is the code, ladies and gentlemen. Pennygunauction.com. Why would you not? You may win a gun of your choice for pennies on the dollar. We'll be back after this. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
What great timing with that rejoinder. What great timing with that rejoinder. Our next guest we'll get to in just a second is Trent Cooper from Crossbreed. And that I guess that was just good timing, wasn't it?
Oh, well, you know, maybe that was worked out a certain way.
I have to go back to Hal one more time. I can't help myself. This insinuation, it's so out of the lefty playbook.
Yes.
That somehow the Democrats believe they own an honest day's hard work. Nobody but a liberal Democrat can work hard. Have you noticed that?
Well, you know,
they
yeah.
always refer to that. One more thing I'd like to say to him about being unable to do it. That's it, Hal. Yeah. No Republicans work.
No.
No conservatives have ever had a job.
No.
And if they do, it's dishonest.
No.
You, dude, you need to get your head out of the sand.
I'll be honest with you, and I'm going to let this go, but I want to say real quick, I'll be honest with you. I think when you do work hard and start a company or start a business, that forces you to be conservative, because conservative values are all about taking care of business. That's really what it's about.
Pretty much. It's this phony, I'm a gun owner, I'm a member of this. It's the denial that some people live in, because he simply doesn't understand the real gun owner lifestyle. And he's, oh, yes, I do, because I'm a... No, you don't. You couldn't possibly vote for that party platform if you did.
Yeah.
You couldn't. That's simple. Trent Cooper, Crossbreed Holsters. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fired up.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of I'm sitting here in my office on a Sunday night working hard,
right.
And looking at a picture of Mark Craighead, and I'm just wondering what in the world he would have to say.
I could tell you
about this. Of course, I can't speak for him, and but I can just imagine. So
yeah, can't you? You're doing. Are you doing an honest day's work, or are you doing a dishonest day's work?
Well, I tell you, like I said, it's a Sunday night, and sitting here in the office working. I don't. You know, some people are going to call that one thing. Some people are going to call it another. But
isn't it something?
Yeah, I can just imagine. I can just hear him going off. So
it really is something, you know. I mean, whatever it is, it's frustrating, but it's fun. I enjoy having that conversation. And yeah, when you talk about somebody like Mark Craighead, the founder, let's remind people who Mark is. Mark Craighead is the founder of Crossbreed Holster, who was a real shock to the firearms community, to all of us in the firearms community, when several weeks back Mark passed away very unexpectedly at a very young man, and was a real shock to all of us, particularly those of us who were working so closely with him recently.
Yeah, so, but he is one that started this business, came up with the idea of the Super Tuck, started
right.
His garage, worked hard every night, every single night, and, brought the Super Tuck to where it is, and, you know, what an awesome holster.
The most comfortable holster I think I've ever worn. I have to say this, Trent, because I swore off inside the waistband carry for about 3 years. It just wasn't comfortable for me. I couldn't find anything that fit properly for a number of years. And I moved to an outside the waistband method. Now, I live in a state where I'm not really concerned about my firearm printing or showing. I can carry openly here. If I raise my arm up high enough, I'm getting something off of a shelf at the grocery store, for example, and my firearm becomes exposed, I don't really care. It's not something that I have to be concerned with. So I wasn't too worried about the inside the pant carry at that point in time. However, I don't like that to happen. I want there to be deep concealment. And that's when Mark said, man, have I got something for you.
Yeah,
and he fired me off two of them.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it printing.
No.
You don't have to worry about any of that. You can tuck your shirt in, walk around all
right.
day long, bend over, bend down, raise your arms up. It's just an awesome.
With a
awesome.
full size firearm, you carry a full size Glock or a full size Smith & Wesson or whatever gun you choose to carry.
Absolutely.
And it literally disappears. I have fallen asleep with it. I've literally carried in that holster for 24 hours and fallen asleep after a hard day's work. On my couch, literally woke up at 7 a.m. in the morning, still that thing in place, just an amazing holster. We're going to run out of time. Time keeps marching. We've got a couple, 3 or 4 minutes. But before we do run out of time, you've got some fun stuff coming up, new stuff. What have we got?
We do. And, one of the coolest things that we've started here is an appendix carry. And I believe you've got a guest coming on later on that has tried it out a little bit. This thing has flown off the shelf. Same type of design, leather backer, hand molded Kydex pocket. As everybody knows, we do make everything by hand here. We don't have any machines in here whatsoever. And the new appendix carry that we've got on the market is just absolutely nuts. It's a very, very comfortable holster for those of you that want to carry up front. That is the holster.
That's becoming a very popular carry method. In fact, I believe you're referring to Mr. Rob Pincus.
Yeah.
Rob is, I'm getting emails about his upcoming appearance now. He Rob, just as you know, got back from Italy where he was doing training for a week. We're looking forward to having him back on the show. We have a couple other guests. The lineup is just huge tonight. And as it always is, he's a big fan of that carry method. Now, I have to be honest with you, that's not a method I've generally carried, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, you definitely has to fit your lifestyle, has to fit your body, and it definitely fits his. He kind of snuck a video out on me there. And, boy, we just got hammered with the amount of people wanting to carry up right. front. And, if that doesn't work for them, there's always that super tuck.
It's an incredibly fast draw method. Let's make that very, very clear. We'll talk with Rob about it in a little bit greater detail. But it is really a fast method of draw, is it not?
It is. It really is.
If you're right-handed, just lift the shirt with your left hand and the gun's out as the shirt's coming up.
Yep, and we, as with anything we do, we make right or left hand. It does not matter whatsoever. So,
how about the ankle? You want to talk about the ankle holster before we run out of time?
The ankle holster is just absolutely nuts as well. It has went over. It's just crazy. This is something that Mark designed before his passing, and we followed through with it. And it is ankle holsters for small to medium firearms.
Right.
We do have another one in works that will go on up to the Glock 26, the Shield. That size of firearm should have that ready in 6, 8, 10 weeks. You should be able to see that one come up on the website too.
And people can find everything they need to know about Crossbreed Holsters at crossbreedholsters.com. You hear them throughout the show here. You see them on Facebook. And we'll talk about doing some more fun Facebook fan stuff with you in the next couple of weeks as well, Trent, okay?
Absolutely. We get, whenever you want to, we'll get some contests going. And
See, now you got me revving up. I think we're going to have to do that in the next couple weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and maybe we'll do another shooters pack.
That would work.
With you Crossbreed Holsters. We'll do that in the next, follow us on Facebook, become a fan, and find out in real time. Trent, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Armed American Radio Network. That was Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters. Great stuff. Make sure to visit them at crossbreedholsters.com. In addition, Penny Gun Auction, our great sponsors, pennygunauction.com. Oh, promo code WIN in capital letters. Pick up a bunch of free bids. All the information is on the website. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Defy those gun-free zones. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Don't make it you. Back after this with Rob Pincus.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
Walmart.
We go. The horse knows the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.